From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump has ordered deployment of National Guard troops to help control the rising flow of illicit drugs and immigrants at the Mexico border. Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen warned illegal border crossings are on the rise, adding that human traffickers are taking advantage of weak U.S. laws.
Before 2011, over 90% of arriving aliens were single adult males. Today, 40% are families and children. The traffickers and smugglers know that if you arrive with a family under our current legal and court system, you have a much better chance of being released into the United States.
She said the troop deployment is welcomed by border state officials.
They understand the administration's desire, much like their own, to control illegal entry into our country. They understand and respect our national sovereignty.
Nielsen said the troops will help with counter-narcotics missions, infrastructure construction, surveillance operations, and aerial support. But Congress, she said, must also strengthen existing law.
The legislative fixes have been drafted and debated. The tools are tested and ready. All that is lacking is the will to act.
Wednesday, President Trump urged Congress to act now. Mexico's Senate, meanwhile, called on the federal government to end its security and migration cooperation with the U.S. Cameroon's government said security forces rescued 18 hostages, including a dozen European tourists seized Monday by suspected Anglophone separatists in the southwest. Government spokesman Issa Chomira Bakary praised the security forces for their safe release possible, but a tour group insists the Italian and Swiss tourists were allowed to go after negotiations. It said as they were about to depart, security forces showed up and an engagement ensued. There were no casualties. This is VOA News.